Our scripture this morning comes from the Gospel of Luke, chapter 18, verses 15 through 17. Listen for the good news of Jesus Christ. People were bringing even infants to him that he might touch them. And when the disciples saw it, they sternly ordered them not to do it. But Jesus called for them and said, "Let the little children come to me, and do not stop them, for it is to such as these that the kingdom of God belongs. Truly I tell you, whoever does not receive the kingdom of God as a little child will never enter it." The word of God for the people of God. Gracious and holy God, may the words of my mouth and the meditations of our hearts be acceptable unto you. Great God, our strength and our Redeemer. Amen. Have you ever tried to get into an exclusive club where you did not hold a membership? Maybe you tried to sneak in line or try to see into one of those kind of places. I've been outside of some of those places. Some are dinner clubs. Some are resorts, other private membership clubs, golf courses. If you want to get in, you must be a member. Membership to exclusive clubs requires influential friends, money, power. If you want to be a member of some clubs, you must be invited by a member. And membership can be voted upon, and someone may blackball you for any reason. Some memberships are based on gender, age, race. There are some clubs open only to men or only to women. Some clubs do not allow children. Some private clubs do not encourage their members to invite someone who is different from them. Augusta National Golf Club is one of the most exclusive clubs in the world. It has only 300 members. There's no application process. You must be invited to be a member. The current and past membership includes CEOs of Fortune 500 companies, billionaires such as Bill Gates and Warren Buffett, senators, governors, tycoons. And even if you are invited to join the membership of a private club, it can be quite expensive. Some clubs charge thousands of dollars a year. Augusta National says it keeps its membership really low. It's only $10,000. Now, some people might think $10,000 is not a lot of money. I think it's a lot of money. But it's pocket change to billionaires. The membership fee covers expenses, but they also keep out the wrong element of society. And maybe I'm part of the wrong element of society because I'm not a member of any of those clubs. Our scripture today is about the kingdom of God. Is the kingdom of God an exclusive club? Do you need power, influence, or money to enter the kingdom of God? What did Jesus say about entering the kingdom of God? So on the surface, this scripture seems like a really quaint little story about Jesus and some little children. Jesus is a busy man. Everybody wants to see him. He's popular with the crowds because of his teachings and his healings. And his disciples act as his gatekeepers. They decide who will see Jesus and who will not see Jesus. The disciples restrict access to Jesus for those who are important or who they deem to be important. Today, celebrities are surrounded by bodyguards, entourages, hangers-on. Everyone wants to meet the rich and the famous. They want to shake hands, get a selfie, an autograph. The crowds follow their movements. Photographers for supermarket tabloids stalk them. Everybody wants a piece of the rich and famous. The rich and famous lived in fenced-in compounds with gates and guards. They are members of exclusive clubs. They are shuttled around in private limousines and jets. They hire bodyguards to keep others away. They value their privacy. They do not want to be bothered by people like me. They want to be around important people, people like themselves. They do not have a lot of time for the poor, the outcast, the vulnerable of society. And who might you say the vulnerable of society are in our world? Some might say the homeless, but others might say children. If children are the least powerful and the most vulnerable, then why are the children being kept from Jesus? We know that infant mortality rates back in the first century were as high as 30%. Disease, famine, and war claimed the lives of another 30% for those who lived to the age of 6. An astonishing 60% of children did not live to the age of 16 due to sickness, starvation, poverty, war. Children are the most vulnerable members of society. The parents brought their children to Jesus because of his healing powers. They had heard how Jesus had driven out demons with a simple command. He had healed the sick with a touch and raised the dead. They were sure their children would receive a blessing from a single touch from Jesus. So they take their children to see Jesus, but they are blocked by the disciples. Why do the disciples stand in the way of children? Maybe it's because children are not seen as important or valuable. Children did not have power, money, or status. And maybe the disciples are trying to protect Jesus' time. After all, Jesus is important and he's a busy man. But Jesus hears about the children and becomes indignant. He focuses directly on the children. He does not say, "Let them bring the children to me." Instead, he says, "Let the little children come to me. Do not stop them, for it is to such as these that the kingdom of God belongs." By blocking the children's access to Jesus, the disciples show that they really do not understand the kingdom of God. Access to the kingdom of God is not something that we earn. It's not something that's only available to the rich or powerful. It's not something that we deserve because of what we have done. Access to the kingdom of God is a gift given by God through Jesus' death on the cross. What we cannot accomplish, what we cannot do, God has already accomplished. The story in Luke following this passage about children is about the rich young ruler. And I think that Luke placed this story about the rich young ruler right after the story about children because he wanted to make a point about entering the kingdom of God. The rich young ruler asked Jesus, "What must I do? What must I do to inherit the kingdom of God?" This rich young ruler is able to buy just about anything he needs or wants. He has powerful and influential friends that can get him just about anything. He tells Jesus that he's kept the commandments, so what more must he do? He thinks that he must do something to enter God's kingdom. Now, Jesus has compassion on this young man and tells him to sell everything and give it to the poor and follow Jesus. The rich young man walks away very sad because he is rich. You see, his hands are too full of worldly goods, power, and wealth, and fame to receive the gift that Jesus wants to give him. He is unable to set those gifts down and to have empty hands to receive the gift that Jesus wants to give him. Jesus looked at him and said, "How hard it is for those who have wealth to enter the kingdom of God. Indeed, it is easier for a camel to go through the eye of a needle than for someone who is rich to enter the kingdom of God. Those who have heard it said, this difficult passage, they ask, then who? Who can be saved, Jesus? Who can be saved? Jesus replied, what is impossible for mortals is only possible for God. We cannot earn our way into the kingdom of God. If we want to enter the kingdom of God, then we need to be like little children. Little children do not have anything to give to God to gain access to the kingdom. Little children bring their needs, their trust, their love, their joy, their faith. And that's all we need to bring to God to receive the gift of grace. Jesus said, truly I tell you, whoever does not receive, the key word there is receive, the kingdom of God as a little child, will never enter it. Jesus turns the rules of society upside down by inviting the powerless and the vulnerable into the kingdom of God. Jesus includes the outsiders of his time that included women and children, tax collectors, prostitutes, sinners, and Gentiles, just like you and me, into his kingdom. We are only asked to receive this gift like a child. And that's good news for us. The good news of the scripture is that the kingdom of God is not exclusive. It's an inclusive kingdom. You do not have to earn your entrance into God's kingdom. You do not have to exercise undue influence. Our only requirement for membership is that we are invited to receive this gift of grace that God freely offers. We have been given free will and thus have a choice. God has given us a gift, and it's up to us to have faith to receive like a child. How will we respond this morning to that gift? Our response is to have faith and believe like a little child. God loves us and created us for the purpose of being in a loving, merciful, and forgiving community with God and with each other. So receive God's gift, but not only receive it, but share it with others. Invite someone to church. Invite a coworker, a neighbor, a relative, a friend, a stranger. The church is not an exclusive club. It is the inclusive body of Jesus Christ, open to all nations, ages, genders, races, and people. Remember the words of Jesus when he said, let the little children come to me. Remember your baptism. We enter this community of faith through our baptism. And baptism symbolizes for us not what we have done for God, but what God has already done for us. When someone is baptized into the church, be sure to welcome them and nurture them with your love and care. Jesus welcomed you into the family of God and forgave you of your sins. You did not earn it. You did not deserve it. But God welcomed you because God loves you. This is a gift from God. Remember the words of Jesus. Let the little children come to me. And finally, when you come forward to receive Holy Communion, when we receive Holy Communion, think about all the things that Jesus has done for you. It's important to remember that you do not take communion. You receive communion because it is an unmerited gift from God. Jesus died on the cross for your sins and mine and opened the table of fellowship for all of us. In United Methodist Church, we welcome all to the table to receive communion, not because it's Main Street's table, not because it's the United Methodist Church's table, but because it is a table of Jesus Christ. Remember the words of Jesus, let the little children come to me. In the name of the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit, amen.